The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about cruelty to animals, praying that you will help to stop it.
Today on Stop Animal Cruelty, we present an interview with Mary Hutton, founder of the Australia-based non-profit organisation Free the Bears Fund. The group works in Asia to prevent cruelty to bears, conserve their natural habitats, build bear sanctuaries, and inform the public about our responsibility to care for and protect these precious beings. Ms. Hutton first became involved in safeguarding bears after watching a TV program that revealed the exploitation of Asiatic black or moon bears on biofarms throughout Asia. Some who practice traditional Chinese medicine mistakenly believed that bear bile has healing properties. To obtain the fluid, helpless, innocent bears are imprisoned in minuscule cages and have their bile painfully milked from their gallbladders. Ms. Hutton will discuss this process and other ways in which bears are abused in Asia and what her organization is doing to save them.
The bears are kept in very, very small cages. When I first saw about the bar farms back in 93, these bears were actually jammed packed in a bamboo cage. They were lying on their side with arms sticking out here and they couldn't move. And the way they melt the bile is, if it's not with a catheter, with it drawn off like that, it's usually with a tap. It's inserted outside, it goes through the wall of the stomach into the gallbladder, and that tap is turned on to melt the bile. And that is so painful. And because it's so painful, the bear would try to pull it out, so they fix the tap with a steel belt that goes right round the bear's stomach. And the tap's attached to that, so the bear can't move. Another reason they're kept in small cages, so they cannot move to take the tap out. And that gets very, very, very inflamed. It never heals. It never heals at all. The food they have to manage to scrape out just by the side of the cage in a tray, and that barely keeps them alive. And the bile is bright yellow when they first start to take it out, but once over the time, that bile turns brown. The bear is on the way out. It's dying. And they let it die.
The bears used for bile production are often illegally raised on farms.
In China, there's probably about 9,000 bears in farms. About 4 years ago, there were only about 400 bears in farms in Vietnam. It's illegal now. Bear farming is illegal. But had the law been imposed, they wouldn't have grown so many. Now there's about 5,000 in farms in Vietnam as well. And we're working very hard with the governments of Laos not to establish farms. We know that bear farms are being set up, but this is our prime importance now, to work closely with the government, get these farms closed down, build new sanctuaries and start looking after them, because they're breeding in farms as well.
Another serious problem facing the world's vulnerable bears is illegal wildlife trafficking.
This photograph of a little Asiatic black bear cub, a man has been caught trying to fly to Bangkok with live baby animals, including leopards, panthers and a bear in his luggage. The animals, which were under 2 months old, had been drugged, discovered in the suitcase of a man. But this is a classic case of bear smuggling and the live trade. It is actually second to the drug trade. It raises so much money smuggling and capturing and selling these wild animals. Brings in as much money as the drug trade.
Cambodia's sun bears are also wantonly exploited. In 1995, Australian businessman John Stevens contacted Mary Hutton after saving some of these bears from death.
I had a call one day from a gentleman called John Stevens. He said, "Can you please help me get 3 sun bears in from Cambodia to Australia?" Because basically he said, "I'm leaving Cambodia. I can't guarantee their safety." He said, "I've been looking after them for a while. They've been rescued from the restaurant trade." I said, what do they do with the bears in restaurants? He said, well, they take their paws off and sell them for bear paw soup.
Ms. Hutton then brought the sun bears to Australia and since then has spent much time and effort saving many other sun bears from this atrocious fate. She also worked diligently to end a savage tradition in India, dancing bears.
They're sloth bears, they're very endangered species. The sloth bears are taken as cubs from the wild, the mother's usually killed, sadly. And the Kalandid people are the people that use these bears for dancing on the roads. So they take the little cubs and they usually shove them under a little wicker basket to completely disorientate them. And they starve them for a while, and when they come out, they're very submissive. And then they pierce their nose through the muzzle with a hot needle and thread that rope through and knock the front teeth out so they can't bite the people. And then they're trained to actually dance on the end of the rope by hitting their knees with a little stick or making them jump on hot coals, jumping up and down. So directly that pull of the rope happens, the bears jump up and down automatically. They see that little stick and they start jumping up and down. And those bears live on the roads with those people for many, many years. They're dragged along from place to place in the hot, dusty roads. They usually have one roti a day, which is a round piece of bread. They keep the bear alive for entertainment and to earn money on the sides of the road from the tourist dollar.
Pinky is one of the long-suffering dancing bears that was saved by one of Free the Bears Fund's staff members in India.
And this little bear called Pinky, she was in a shocking mess. She'd had this hole in her nose for a long, long time, and it was full of pus. It was, the poison was dripping out of her nose, and she was in absolute agony. He said he'd got to have immediate attention because she's so ill. She's in agony. He said, I've never seen a bad bear suffer so much. I don't know how long she's been like this. Anyway, he rang me in about 3 months' time, and he said, Mary, she's fine. She's been recovering in her little den. We put lots of straw in her den. She's been sucking porridge up through her nose and everywhere else, because they've no teeth, you see.
Through a partnership with the UK-based group International Animal Rescue and the India-based organisation Wildlife SOS, Free the Bears Fund has ended the suffering of dancing bears in India. After having rescued over 500 of these animals, the partners successfully freed the last dancing bear in 2009, halting this barbaric tradition in India forever. Free the Bears Fund has also saved the lives of many other bears.
To date, we've rescued just over nearly 800 bears. Asiatic sloth bears, sun bears, and all these sanctuaries we've created around the Southeast Asia and India. We've got four in India, Bhopal, Banagata, Agra, and West Bengal. And we've got a lovely sanctuary in Laos, in the Tat Kwang Zee waterfall areas. And we're looking after some bears in Kat Tien Sanctuary, which is further down. And then we've just created a new sanctuary at the Mekong Delta. And the bears in the Mekong Delta, they are Asiatics. And these bears have, a few of them have come out of a farm where they've been milked for the bile.
How do bears react when they're finally released into the freedom of a sanctuary? Mary Hutton recalls the touching story of Bertha and her cub, David, both of whom had spent their lives locked in a tiny cage.
They'd been in this terrible cage, there was no enrichment, they hadn't seen the sun, it was dark and miserable and horrible. Well, we decided Bertha, because she'd been so long in this cage, she would be the first one into the sanctuary. Well, she got so far to the gate, and then she stepped out into the new sanctuary on grass. She went like this with her paws. She was like cats do, making a bed, pawing all the grass like this. She walked from right where she came into the sanctuary all the time doing this. She came right to the bottom of the wood pile there. She sniffed the air like this. The sun was on her face. She sniffed the air. She sat down. She rolled over on her back. She went like this. and she just slept in the sun. she was amazing. I thought, yes, we've actually done something for a bear, because that was the first sanctuary we built. And that made an impression on me. I thought, if we've done this, we can do more.
Ms. Hutton believes that ultimately the key to protecting bears is informing the public about their importance and why they should be left in peace. The group's Wildlife Rescue Centre in Cambodia is providing this information to local communities.
We've actually built an education centre in the Nong Tamau Rescue Centre, where the little Khmer kids can go in and they can read about the bears, their habitat, why they're poached, why it's better to let them be in the forest normally. So they've got a full knowledge of what's happening in their country to their bears. And it's putting that seed of knowledge just at a very young age where their little minds can absorb everything. And it's very important, education, absolutely. It's the key to anything.
To help the moon bears and other bear species, please never purchase such items as bear bile medicine, and for the sake of all our animal friends, please avoid all animal products. Our deep appreciation, Mary Hutton, and all the volunteers and staff at Free the Bears Fund for protecting and improving the lives of hundreds of beautiful, innocent bears in Asia. You are all truly an inspiration, and like the bears, we're very grateful to you. We wish you every success in your continued noble efforts to make the lives of all bears safe and happy. For more information about Free the Bears Fund, please visit www.freethebears.org.au. Thanks for your thoughtful presence today on our program. May there soon be peace on earth and goodwill toward all animals in a harmonious vegan world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.